That's another amazing question you're addressing again with the fundamentals of bitachon. The way you've put it is, if a person has such strong bitachon in Hashem, why do we need a daven for anything? And I'll use your example. If a child knows without a doubt that their father will give them an ice cream, they don't continue asking their father for ice cream. So the question is, why do we daven to Hashem for anything if we have, if a person reaches the highest levels of bitachon? And the answer to your question is, there are times that a person can reach the highest levels of bitachon, and then exactly what you're saying is true. They won't even daven anymore. And again, that's famous from the Midrash, you know, that famous Midrash which is brought in numerous places. But there was the four great kings. The highest king, the highest level was David HaMelech, and he applied hishtadlus to his bitachon, to the point that he went out to war to fight. Besides for davening to Hashem to win the war, he also went out to fight the war. The king, which was a little bit below him in his spiritual stature, he said he doesn't want to go fight the war because he'll attribute the success to his own doing. So he just davened to Hashem. And then the next king, a little bit lower stature, again, these were the greatest of the greatest, but I'm saying compared to us, compared to David HaMelech, they were on a lower level. The next king said he doesn't want to even daven. This was Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the final king. He doesn't want to even daven because if he davens to Hashem to win the war, he'll attribute the success to his own davening. So what did he do? He just went to sleep. He didn't even daven. He just relied on Hashem. Hashem will sort everything out. I'm not davening. I'm going to sleep. And he won the war. Again, this is another issue of how much ishtadlus to put in tefillah. Sometimes it's an element of ishtadlus, and the higher level of person is sometimes the more hishtadlus a person can do, just like we found by David HaMelech. Yeah. Again, we go through this more in the series, but just briefly for now. So there's no question there is an element of sometimes getting to such a high place of bitachon that I don't need to have tefillah. But I'll just share one thing again. These are more technical issues. Sometimes, yes, if a person is so reliant on Hashem, they're so confident they're getting what they need, they won't daven anymore. They'll just go to sleep. They're so confident. But to get to such a high place is a very, very, very high level. And the danger of this whole bitachon, tefillah, all the journey, again, these are the very good technical questions, but obviously when it becomes practical, sometimes what happens is, you know, when you hear from someone, they say, listen, I heard this amazing thing. Bitachon works beyond a shadow of a doubt. I'm stopping my job. I'm just relying on Hashem. It's going to be so easy. I just have to have a little bit of bitachon. I get everything I need. Isn't that amazing? I don't have to work from 8 to 5. Unbelievable. A person who has that approach is missing the boat. Why? Because they're treating bitachon like it's a piece of cake. It is much harder to reach these high levels of bitachon than doing an 8 to 5 job. It is a very, very high level to achieve these high levels of absolute sincere bitachon Hashem, and it's constant work, constant climbing. Can you achieve it? No question. And so, and as this forum teach, in a moment you can achieve it. But at the same time, it's hard work to constantly be on this journey. So on the one hand, we have to realize that every single one of us can attain it. Any and all levels of bitachon and continue the journey, and just being on the journey is the highest reward, as we've said many times. On the other hand, to realize that to be a real Baal bitachon is the highest of the high of the highest levels. And that being the case, to assume that one is on such a high level that they don't need to daven for something, usually a person cannot do. If a person is there, you'll know you're there. You'll know that you're there. If a the Arei Shor brings, he brings that. But these highest levels of bitachon, usually how a person discerns that they're there, they don't have any questions. There's no need to ask anything. They have such trust in Hashem that they just relying on Hashem. Yes, they're not davening. They're not doing anything in terms of this particular need. They don't have parnasa. That they don't have a care in the world. They know that Hashem is coming through for them tomorrow. Now, that is a very, very high level. Yes, if a person achieves that level, in a sense, like you're saying, they don't need to daven. They don't need to daven. At the same time, and there's you know, that's one element. At the same time, there's, I think, just two perspectives to share. On the one hand, most of us are most of the time not on that level, and we certainly have to assume that we have to do what everyone else has done throughout Kal Yisrael, even our ancestors in the Torah themselves, who weren't on this level of bitachon at that stage of their life, that they daven to Hashem, the Imois and the many others, that they daven to Hashem for what they needed, even though they also trusted in Hashem. That's A. And B, also just to realize that an element of hishtadlus, which again, hishtadlus is a huge discussion in its own right, which again we'll get to as one of the later parts of the Transform of Bitachon series. How much hishtadlus do you have to put in? A person at the highest level of bitachon doesn't take medicine. Most of us in today's generation are not on that level. That would mean literally you rely on Hashem, you don't take medicine, but any medicine ever. Doesn't go to work, doesn't do anything because they rely on Hashem 100%. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai didn't go to work. And many others like that. But most of us today are not like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So the question is, how much ishtadlus are you obligated to make? So again, this is a huge, I can't summarize this in these few minutes voice note, because it's a huge topic and we'll get there and break it down B'shat Hashem in that section. But very simply speaking and briefly, there are many different levels. And like the Midrash says, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. The more bitachon you have, the more, just like you see a shadow, if you put one finger out, you see what shadow of one finger, you put five fingers, you see a shadow of five fingers. Similarly with bitachon, someone who has full bitachon in Hashem, they see Hashem's hashkacha like a foot in a full sense in their life. If they only have one finger's breadth of bitachon in Hashem, and then they have many backup plans, plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, if Hashem doesn't come through, then Hashem comes through to that sense of Hashgacha. And that being the case, there are many different levels that we all need to tap into of hishtadlus. Some is the practical hishtadlus, how much you go to work, how much you go to take medicine. When a person's trying to find a shidduch, do they visit one shadchan, five shadchanim? To what extent? Again, it's very subjective. It's not like other areas of halacha where we have a very clearly defined shulchan aruch. This is how you keep Shabbos. This is how you wash your hands. Hishtadlus is an area that is very, very subjective, as we'll get to in that section, to every individual, depending on your level of emunah and bitachon. And that being the case, one of the elements of hishtadlus is tefillah. So again, yes, maybe somebody on the highest levels of bitachon wouldn't even need a daven for certain things. They're just so confident. They literally, they know that Hashem's coming through for them. But most of us, in terms of our requirement of ishtadlus, have an obligation to not only make practical efforts, but one of the main obligations and requirements of ishtadlus is to daven to Hashem for the things that we need. And that, besides for going to work, taking medicine, looking for a phoning the shadchan, whatever, looking on at the chinuch course, whatever might be in ishtadlus, the main area of ishtadlus is daven to Hashem. And because most of us have not reached those levels that we are absolved from ishtadlus, we still have to also dive into Hashem, even if we have bitachon. So those are just some perspectives. But again, bitachon is our life, and all these areas of tefillah, ishtadlus, they all intertwine. That's what we try and do in this series, just to break it up in a more clear way. But your questions are unbelievable. We should all be zeichet to continue from strength to strength to just clarify this amazing topic of bitachon.